But first up, before taking to the stage at the CBC Music Festival, Sloan's Chris Murphy talks a little hardcore. This is Total Access. This is CBC Music Backstage Pass.
Oh, hi, cbcmusic.ca. Chris Murphy here from the rock band Sloan, hanging out backstage at Echo Beach. Right here is the Molson Amphitheater, and we're sort of backstage. That's the backstage room up there. I've been in that room. That's the big room. I think Sam Roberts is in there today. But I'm just hanging out back here, and I think these are some records from Dave's collection, or an amalgam of collections that we're just calling Dave's collection. This first record here I'm just happening upon, Minor Threat Out of Step. I kind of got into this kind of music, hardcore music, in about 84, 85, and just as these guys were kind of over. But Ian MacKay went on to form Fugazi. In 1987, I drove to Washington, D.C. from Halifax and knocked on his door. And he answered it and he said, come on in, and he showed me the rehearsal space. I bought a couple records off him and he was super cool, and I'll never forget it. This is terrible music. The Exploited is awful. I'm still a teenager emotionally. This to me is like what I call white magic, and this is black magic, and I wasn't into this. This looks like a reissue of the Nervous Breakdown EP, and this is Black Flag, iconic, one of the big top five hardcore bands, probably like the band. Okay, The Descendants. I have this record too. I wasn't into them so much by this point. I didn't dislike them, but I had just sort of moved on to other things. But The Descendants was another, their record called Milo Goes to College is in my top five records of all time. People less and less live and die by their favorite bands. But I'd like to think for the people who continue to live and die by their favorite bands that my band Sloan could be one of the bands that they fight over or fight for. Or you can love or hate parts of us, but I'd like to think that there are some people who have followed us the whole journey along and, you know, have favorite records or favorite eras or favorite songs. And I think there might be some people who follow us that way. Anyway, the prospect excites me, and we're music fans, and we're trying to make music for music fans too.